Test 1. Section 3. Listen to Flora's message to her friend Dylan. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the message 3 times. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Hi Dylan, I know you're out right now, but I'm so excited I decided to leave a message on your answering machine. I want to tell you about a field trip I went on this morning with my class to a wildlife sanctuary. This sanctuary is the result of one woman's vision to preserve a place where future generations could experience nature. Believe it or not, Miss Hurd was 80 years old when she opened the sanctuary in 2004, and now it serves more than 60,000 visitors annually. During our visit, we mainly concentrated on birds, as the mission of the sanctuary is to preserve threatened bird species. By the way, did you know that in the past people killed birds neither for food nor to keep their crops safe, but to use their feathers in decorating women's hats? Anyway, once we arrived at the sanctuary, we were taken to the education centre. There, Simon, a volunteer, talked to us about the scientific work done in bird banding. He explained that conservationists put bands round one leg of the chicks, that is, young birds. This is how birds can be tracked and monitored, so the annual bird counts produce accurate numbers. Also, the sanctuary is an important bird-watching area thanks to its placement on major migratory paths. So Simon finally gave each one of us binoculars and took us on a half-hour bird walk, showing us techniques for spotting and identifying different bird species. That was the most exciting part of the visit, because we had hands-on experience on how bird watching is done, and we were allowed to take photographs. I can't wait to show you my photographs when we meet for that coffee on Saturday. Bye for now. See you soon. Flora.
Listen to Flora's message again.
Hi Dylan, I know you're out right now, but I'm so excited I decided to leave a message on your answering machine. I want to tell you about a field trip I went on this morning with my class to a wildlife sanctuary. This sanctuary is the result of one woman's vision to preserve a place where future generations could experience nature. Believe it or not, Miss Hurd was 80 years old when she opened the sanctuary in 2004, and now it serves more than 60,000 visitors annually. During our visit, we mainly concentrated on birds, as the mission of the sanctuary is to preserve threatened bird species. By the way, did you know that in the past people killed birds neither for food nor to keep their crops safe, but to use their feathers in decorating women's hats? Anyway, once we arrived at the sanctuary, we were taken to the education centre. There, Simon, a volunteer, talked to us about the scientific work done in bird banding. He explained that conservationists put bands round one leg of the chicks, that is, young birds. This is how birds can be tracked and monitored, so the annual bird counts produce accurate numbers. Also, the sanctuary is an important bird-watching area thanks to its placement on major migratory paths. So Simon finally gave each one of us binoculars and took us on a half-hour bird walk, showing us techniques for spotting and identifying different bird species. That was the most exciting part of the visit, because we had hands-on experience on how bird watching is done, and we were allowed to take photographs. I can't wait to show you my photographs when we meet for that coffee on Saturday. Bye for now. See you soon. Flora.
This is the end of the listening exam. Now turn to writing. Section 1, Task 1. Listen to Flora's message to her friend Dylan again. Use the space provided in the writing section to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an email to a friend of yours, telling him or her about an educational field trip with your class that you greatly enjoyed. Write your email in the writing section, task 1. Your notes will not be marked.
Hi Dylan, I know you're out right now, but I'm so excited I decided to leave a message on your answering machine. I want to tell you about a field trip I went on this morning with my class to a wildlife sanctuary. This sanctuary is the result of one woman's vision to preserve a place where future generations could experience nature. Believe it or not, Miss Hurd was 80 years old when she opened the sanctuary in 2004, and now it serves more than 60,000 visitors annually. During our visit, we mainly concentrated on birds, as the mission of the sanctuary is to preserve threatened bird species. By the way, did you know that in the past people killed birds neither for food nor to keep their crops safe, but to use their feathers in decorating women's hats? Anyway, once we arrived at the sanctuary, we were taken to the education centre. There, Simon, a volunteer, talked to us about the scientific work done in bird banding. He explained that conservationists put bands round one leg of the chicks, that is, young birds. This is how birds can be tracked and monitored, so the annual bird counts produce accurate numbers. Also, the sanctuary is an important bird-watching area thanks to its placement on major migratory paths. So Simon finally gave each one of us binoculars and took us on a half-hour bird walk, showing us techniques for spotting and identifying different bird species. That was the most exciting part of the visit, because we had hands-on experience on how bird watching is done, and we were allowed to take photographs. I can't wait to show you my photographs when we meet for that coffee on Saturday. Bye for now. See you soon. Flora.